And the Ran points out that l'chora this is not, the Ran has the kasha really, that we have a sugya, a complete sugya, in chulin, that we go basar roiv, and the raya is that when it comes to ritzicha, we're not choshesh, that maybe the nirtzach was a treifa, because we go basar roiv. So the question that bothers us is, how do we fit this sugya in to the sugyas of Shas, that we do go basar roiv? Why all of a sudden, of Samach Tes and Aleph, Sanhedrin, in the middle of Ben Sarah Mara, does the Gemara say, do we really go basar roiv? So, our first mahalach was that based on the Yad Ramah's approach, it is a sugya of whether we do go basar roiv or not in determining the whether the Ben Sarah Mara is in the age range of being a Ben Sarah Mara, whether he's a Ben She'enei Roi Likori Ov. And the Yad Ramah says that we have these 3 months in which a person will be determined whether he's Yachli Koriyov. And the Yad Ramah says that is the din. Is he Royli Koriyov or not? And the Yad Ramah says that if his wife is pregnant and visibly pregnant, even though it doesn't follow the rules the Torah has established for us, we'll say that he's royally Koriyov and living in Sarah Mara. So according to the Yad Ramah, the Gemara is establishing between Rav Kruspidoi the requirement or the mission, the requirement of Somach Lugvarasei Shalish, which according to Rav Kruspidoi means Somachli Kore She'ein Roili Koriyov, in the early stage of Godless, before we can pass on to the next stage of Roili Koriyov. So that is each person Kifi Matzavo. Just like the Cyrus that determined each kid by their own, just like whether it's Cyrus that reach at Akofas Agid or Kofas Abeyim. So too with the Israeli Koriyov, will each one be determined on their own. Now, if there's no way of determining whether this child has, this young man has sired a child or not, so then our sugya is saying, well, there we go, basar roiv. Even though it'll be basar roiv l'chumra. Even though nefashas, we should normally say Vitzilo Eida. So why isn't the Beis Din there saying, maybe raising the question, maybe she is pregnant, maybe this is, maybe his wife is going to be Moilid L'Sech Shiva, so maybe he's already in the stage of early Koriyov. Why isn't the Beis Din doing its job of Vitzilo Eida? The Gemara says, because we go Basar Roiv Nefashos. How do we know we go Basar Roiv Nefashos? So the and that trumps Vishoftu Eida Vitzilu Eida. So the Gemara brings various rayas over here. The next raya from Edom. And L'chaira, the limud will be from Chulin Daf Yud Aleph Min Aleph, we're not choishesh for a treifa. So our sugya, according to the Yad Ramah, is another sugya in the larger parsha of going basar roiv. We know that we go basar roiv from the Afgimel Mabes, Acharam Lahatois. So between the Afgimel and Chulin Afid Aleph, our Gemara is simply pointing out that Rav Kruspidoi is following the din of roiv as well. Right, that's the Yad Ramah. Then we pointed out But that only works according to Yad Ravah, according to Rashi, and possibly according to Tosfos. So our sugya is determining the age range of this stage of godless. So then we raise the question, well, as our Gemara says, that you go from 13 to 3 months, because Roiv births are 9-month births, and Roiv people are going to only be hooker uber after 3 months. And they took a step further and said that it sounds like they disagree with the Yad Ramam, that irrespective of whether one particular person has sired a child or not, the 3 months are really the 3 months of Teres Keveya. So then that raises a much deeper question in the sugya. Question number one is, what does Vishoftu Eida Vitzilei have to do with this? Vishoftu Eida is a mandate of a Beis Din to try to be Mekel Din Nefashos. The separate din, Vishoftu Eida Vitzilei Eida. I pointed out on Wednesday that we do use that passage to teach us how large a Beis Din should be. But I'm not sure that really answers the question. And then the next question is, Morris seems to say that we're going to go Bosar, the argument Morris is raising the question, do we go Bosar Roiv in determining the age range that determines the Ben Sarah Moira. So what does that have to do with the Beis Din determining whether these two Edom are Edom Mechuvanim or not? It's one thing to say, like our first pshat, the easy pshat in the sugya, that the Beis Din has two Edom, and these two Edom are not in the exact same date. And Beis Din has the opportunity to say, "Ah, Edom Mukhoshim, Vitzilu Edom," and instead they say, "No, Roiv, Ruba Dinshei, Tova Bibur Diarcha." So therefore, they're not saying anything different. They both say it's a Wednesday. They both remember what happened that day. So their dates got messed up. Go Bosa Roiv. But what does that have to do with determining the age range of the Menserah Moira? What does it do with interpreting the Pesukim, the Halacha?
Both in the
Nefashos. Then both in the Nefashos, but one is the job of a particular Beis Din. And that's what I find so bothersome. The examples of whether it's a Mekach Tos by Kiddushin, or whether it's a Beis, that's a job of a Beis. If I'm a Dayan, I have a Pasuk, Vishoftu Eida. So I have two Edom in front of me. The two Edom don't say the exact same date. So now I, as a Dayan the Beis Din, so I have to determine, are these kosher Edom or not? That's my job. So the Torah gives me rules how to do my job. Vishoftu Eida v'tzilu Eida. Try to save a person's life. And in this case, the Torah says, no, in Roiv situations, these two Edom, if they remember, the Tosfos says early in the Masechta, that's an alphabet base, if they both remember that it's a Sunday, they both remember that it happened, they can tell exactly why it happened and why they remember it's a Sunday. Only one say it was Sunday, the second of Shvat, and it was the third of Shvat. So then we say that it's the same Sunday. So instead of me saying, the Tosfos would say, no, it's an Eidus Hashuv Chayzer Umagid. They first said it was a Sunday. And then he says, like, there is no Sunday, second of Shvat. Oh, let's passel him. He says it's just a Sunday, the second of Shvat. It means if he doesn't really think it's a Sunday. So I have that option. So the Torah says, so the Torah would tell me, you're a Dayan. Vitzilu was Eidus. You're supposed to do whatever you can to save the guy's life. So the Torah is to the Raisa says, in this case, go Boser Roiv. Al Pi Roiv, it's the same. They're saying the same date. Ibur Diyar, Tobi Buryarcha. What does that have to do with the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, when they're learning Pshat in the Psukim, and they're determining whether this Ben Sarah Moira, what's the age range of Ben Sarah Moira. But if Ben Sarah Moira comes to my Beis Din, so I don't start figuring out whether it's what's Pshat and Ben in Tzomach L'Rosh Hashanah. I figure out whether this, how old this Ben Sarah Moira is. And I figure out whether this Ben Sarah Moira is in the age range Chazal gave me to work with. But I don't start trying to figure out whether the age range is Sarah's, whether the age range is 2.5 months or 3 months. So how can the Gemara jump? That's what's bothering me. How does the Gemara jump? One is the one question is a question that it's hard to find precedent for that question. One is and those are the kashas of the sugya. When you learn the pshat in the sugya, the way that Rashi seems on pshat, the Ram seems on pshat. So the Gemara is being kaveya gedarim of the din. All right. So now the question is, first of all, since when do we say Zil Boser Ruba? Since when do we say Vitzilu Vishavtu Vitzilu Eida? All right. Next, why are we bringing Rayas from the mandate of a specific Beis Din in applying the Halacha of Vishavtu Eida to a din which is addressed to the Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim in interpreting Pesukim? That's the those are the kashas. No, are you say?
I don't see the issue. The Gemara wanted to draw the principle that we follow the Rov.
Yeah.
Fashos.
Yeah.
So, Mali, Bezdin, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael with dealing with two Edom, Mali, Bezdin, Gadol.
Okay, hold on. Yoni?
Back there, Ahmad, is that just a thing of Fashos that you would say respected in there, or all Rov?
I don't have enough makaris to make a global machlokes out of it. I have to stay very local. As far as I know. I'm not sure. Go ahead, Matt.
Is this a question that we have quasi answer? Because the question itself, I don't know. I haven't seen anything that pushes us so strongly to Rashi and the Rambam have a machlokes with the Yanarma in regards to understanding it as a definitional. Is Rov coming to be Magdu the Din, or is it just a way that basically saying, oh, is he Rav Kosel Av? Oh. I'll be right, yeah, I guess he's right with what I say. Based on just Rashi on
the Zil Boser Ruba, Lahachi, Loi Miftar, Kol Adam, Betray Yarche, Betilsa, Liachra Voishte Sarais, the Loi Karinan Bey, Roy, the Zlinan Boser, Roy Noshim, Shioldis Latez, Ben Uberniker, Bepoches, Mishosh Chadoshim.
That's why in that case where we don't have the kid yet.
Okay.
So in that case, obviously, we wouldn't go with a mi'at. Meaning, since now Beis Din is coming, and they're coming to say, okay, Rove people only get birthed after 3 months, so now that you don't have a kid to take you out of the Rove, in fact, Rashi even says, kol adam, to imply maybe some would.
Well, I don't think that they call him because it implies nobody.
Zio Basarova. Rahi lo miftar kol adam.
Mm-hmm.
That not a, you're saying that it's impossible for anyone? Treyarche?
Vitzilu eida l'dune l'schuz v'nan metzina l'miftarei mishum ha'itayim v'deroi l'yois av b'yeledes l'shiva. We could pater ma'p v'atamar zil bosa ruba v'loi miftar ad sheroi l'kroisa yov b'yeledes l'tez kiroiv noshim. So it's not a question of my particular Beis Din trying to figure out. It's a question of how we convey the din.
based on, I'm saying, isn't that what the based, meaning at this point, the based in comes, and it says, since Roy Vakroisayav is the time when he's pater, and since right now he's not in a case where he has a child, where he impregnated a woman, he's Roy Vakroisayav only after 3 months. Because the whole Gemara is only talking about the theoretical case.
No, that's exactly what that proves what I'm pointing out. In other words, this person is not even married yet, right? So we are trying to be magdir the age range of the Ben Sarah Mara. We're not trying to figure out, is he a father? He's not a father, he's not married. So the fact that we are applying this to a person who for sure could not be a father means we're defining royally Kreisi, we're defining a din de Reise, a getter din.
The Yad Ramah isn't doing the same thing. The Yad Ramah wouldn't say that with someone who's not married, that we wait till 3 months because that's just the right.
Could be. But that's not germane to what we're saying right now. Could be.
I'm saying because if we could answer up that Gemara according to Yad Ramah and say that Gufa, because Beis Din is the one that's going to be taking the robe,
Either way, all you're saying is that my cash is a cash is the Yad Ramah. Fine. For today, it's okay. Go ahead. So, Rav Shechter points out a lekach tov. If you have the chance to look at Rav Shechter's approach, it's Bahar Chobah with tremendous breadth, which Lanias Daiti, I don't know, Tzorach Ludun, whether the breadth that Rav Shechter takes this issue is Mukrach from our sugya. But there's a tremendous Marim Mokim that he points out in the lekach tov. Let's start learning the way we should learn it, and then we'll come to lekach tov. The way to learn the sugya is, we start the sugya with what's mukhrach. It's mukhrach to say that the sugya is using the rule of going basar rov to understand one of the defining aspects of the din. Now, all I'm pointing out is the kash, the gemaldik kashas. So we just have to accept that this is what the sugya is teaching us. That apparently, it's val korcheinu. Even though we're not used to the idea that rov is a Shechter's phrase is a midosh haTorah and the Dreshes bo. We're not used to thinking in those terms. We used to think rov is a tool that a Beis Din uses to apply the din. Do we go boser rov or not? Do we evaluate the situation? Are we mevarer based in the rov? So our sugya is a mechudesh. It's teaching us a new idea. It is not part of the general discussion of holchin and boser rov or not. Our sugya is saying that when we determine gidrei adin, when we interpret certain halachas, certain psukim, certain dinim deraisa, we use the roiv to determine it. That's what Suya says. Suya wants to know how to define the 3 month Rav Kurspidoy following what's the Hebrew name, Michael? Following Mordechai's Malach, that a guy who's not married. So this is the getter right that we want to find out what is the envelope of time that in which a ben Sarah Murray is called a ben, or not really correct. So the Torah says go bus arrive to figure that out. So that makes a lot of sense, go bus arrive. That's how we interpret the Lashon HaKra. It's almost like saying what's the phrase? Dibra Toko Shoni Adam. You want to figure out a term. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying, the Roy will help you to figure out the term. Does that make sense? Then the Gemara says, but we don't go Boser Roy in the Foshas. That's what anyway, you don't go Boser Roy in being Mavar because if it's Silu Eida. But if it's Silu Eida, it's my job as a Dayan. If it's Silu Eida, the job of the Dayan in Yerushalayim. So, are you saying Mechetes and Mechalik? Job is a job. So you go bus arrive. So At first glance, so I find it very jarring. At first glance, if I say that I interpret a phrase in Chumash Baser Rav, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me the way you understand all of languages, you go Baser Rav to understand what people are saying. So in Chumash also you go Baser Rav. All right? But then to say, how can you go Baser Rav? Your job is Vitzilu Eidah. So that means when I'm interpreting the Torah, I'm supposed to have in mind, interpret the Torah in a Rachmanistic way so that a person will get off the hook. That is the sugya. That's what our sugya is raising. So these things I find it very mechudishik. However, it's exactly what Rav Yosef Engel points out. Rav Yosef Engel is one of the gedolim of Poland at the same time as Rav Chaim. And even though Litvaks don't like admitting it, but in Polish, among Polish gedolim, they were already working along the same conceptual ways as Rav Chaim was working. The Sochachev Rebbe was thinking conceptually. The Gera Chassidim said that their Rebbe was thinking conceptually. Rav Yosef Engel, I think everybody who was masking was already thinking along the lines of Rav Chaim as well. It used to be battles between the Talmidim of Rav Yosef Engel and the Talmidim of Rav Chaim. At least the Talmidim would try to challenge the Talmidim of Rav Chaim would try to challenge Rav Yosef Engel and vice versa. And whose Rebbe is a greater going. Rav Yosef Engel calls upon a huge bekiyas, not only in Gemara, but also in Rishonim, even in Sfarim that he'll bring rayas from a wide range of Sfarim for the Shitas. So Rav Yosef Engel points out the following, based on our Gemara. I'm bringing a raya from his angle that this must be that we're on the right track over here. Rav Yosef Engel, again, using Rav Shechter's Nusach, is that the Tzilu Ha'eda is a midah, also a midah Shatern addresses them. So he gives the example that there is a discussion in a dugma in order to show us we're on the right track. One of Vodazara, Daf Mem Vav, discusses whether there's a mountain that's being served by Vodazara, served as the Vodazara, and a rock breaks off from that mountain. So is that rock a Vodazara, not a Vodazara? On one hand, the mountain is being served. However, something that's Mechuber is not needing to become a Vodazara. But now it broke off. So maybe it should be considered to be a piece of something which is already not mechuber, tolish. So machlokes b'nei Reb Chinah Reb Yechanan. Those who were mekel, they said that they were makish this rock to the mountain, hekish. Uman the Osar, the ones who were Makel, were Makel based on a Matzad, on a two tiered Hekish. But the ones who Asered, Uman the Asrei, Lahochi Kosar Rachmon Shaket Seshakzenu Visoiv Tesavena. The Afal Gav the Asir Midinu Letera, Loi Tasir. Ad Kan L'Shoinim. And Rashi explains, when the Torah says, Shaketz Shaktenu V'toiv T'sa'avena, the Afal Gav, the Asya Medina Me'atzana Shomel L'Teirom, Lo'i Ta'yisinu L'Teirom, Umi Mashma Usei Dekro Nafke. The Mashma, Rashi's language, called Drisha Shata Derish Ma'akum Loye Elo Lishakes Velesser. Vain Lahatri Boyal Mashita Kosta Beferish. So Rav Yosef Engel brings an example of where the Gemara has a drasha basically to be machmir by Avodah Zarah. Shakis Lech Hashem, Teshachem. So Lechara would say that's a mandate for in applying the din. If you have we would say Sofik Avodah Zarah Lechomra, Shakis Teshachem. But some Tanoam Hel, some of Meroam Hel, and Rashi explains that they thought that was also a mandate for the Beis Din who's Darshin Psukim. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Ulefiz and Nira, the Hochanami, Bedine Nefosha, Istichsevit Silo Eidos, Lekach Tov, Kalal Beis, Dibber Maskel, Hine, if you want to look it up. Just to be familiar with Moy's form. So I wouldn't say it goes through the whole piece. It's just one paragraph in this piece. In Kain Simsa Torah Elad Bezin, so the Torah has mandated a Bezin to try to find Atzolas Anid and try to get the defendant off the hook. Al Korcha Ein Rashon LeDroish Midatum Droshes Al Kain. Ein Rishon Lidroish Midatum Diroshes Lachayev Oisai. Ve'enam Lachayev Rakmashi Chiyavose Torah Befeirush. So Vesengel says that's what our Gemara is saying. What Ari was saying was intuitive. So our Gemara is saying that Vitzilu Eidam is also a mandate to the Beis Din Yerushalayim. It's not only a mandate. Lachor, that's what our Gemara is saying. So, question then becomes that resolves the Chidushei Ran's Kasha, but it also helps. Makes our sugya consistent with the Chidush Eran's approach. Chidush Eran's kasha is that why don't we go Bosar Roiv? Of course we go Bosar Roiv because that's what we do when it comes to Ritzicha, because we don't raise the Sofek of maybe it's a Treifa. So why did our Gemara raised the question of whether I'm going Bosar Roiv? So the Chidush Eran said no. Over there was the Gemara saying that in order to be able to be Mekayim Beis Din's job of being done Din in Nefoshes, we're going to have to say we go Bosar Roiv because there's no other way in which Beis could ever keep the pasuk of killing a Ritzeah. You could never prove a guy was in the treifa. So when the Ran explains it, the Ran's really saying what we're saying here as well. The only way that this parsha could make sense is if we go Bosar Roiv again, the parsha of the Ran is, we go Bosar Roiv in applying the halachas. If we will not go Bosar Roiv in applying the halachos, so then we will never be able to apply the halachos of a Beis Din doing taking care of a Ritzeah. Right? So the Chidushei Ran Lechaira would fit in with the Yad Ramah. That's a different sugya, because there, every Beis Din can say, when it comes to Chiyuv Nefoshos, the Torah says, go Bosar Roiv, because if not, there would be no other way of being able to make the sukkah. Alright? Once we learn Pshat like the Lekach Tov, we don't have to read that kasha. That kasha, again, is discussing a Beis Din and applying the halachos. We're discussing the Beis Din Shir Yerushalayim in understanding the parsha to begin with. One could answer, but once the run's finished, and once we're saying it's all one din, and the halachas apply side to Vitzila Ve'eda, the Beis Din, who's donning the nida on the side of the Beis Yerushalayim, so we can say, ah, so you see from the sugya in Chulin that that's part of the role of the Beis Din in interpreting halachas as well. Now let's wait, make one more step and then we'll finish up. So then the question is, so what does it have to do with Chakir of Edom? Right, so again, so I would say he's not bothered by it. Because Beis Din, not the same thing. I would suggest the following, just to make it sharper. And this is a Ha'ara that Rav Shechter quotes later on in the Sefer from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik raises the question, I have two Edom in front of me. One says Tuesday, one says Wednesday, and they both say it's Sunday. So we say, we go Boser Rav. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, being Toy B'Yarcha should be no worse, or no better than saying any idea. If the aide says I don't know the date, he's out, right? So here the aide said I know the date, and he's wrong. So we say we give him slack. We say right, yeah, you probably meant the 4th. So it's one thing to say probably the 4th, but. But he didn't say that. So if he would say, I don't know, we would dismiss him. And now that he says the wrong date, we darshan latov. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, it must be the following. It must be that what we're saying is when a person says it happened in the second Shvat, he means anywhere from the first to third of Shvat. Right? All right? So, Lania's Daiti, what, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, and therefore, what we're really saying is that when the Beis Din established the protocol of Drisha V'Chakira, and they gave instructions to every Beis Din, how do you do Drisha V'Chakira? So they gave them, they said, ask the following question. And they said, and interpret the answers in the following way. Right? They say, what one of the instructions was, rule number 3 was, when the guy says second, he means 1 to 3. So I would add, so that's Chazal doing a Kein Deiraisa. And Chazal is saying, the Geder of what a person says, when a person says second of Shvat, Chazal is saying, Teida, this is what he means. So our Gemara is saying that if Chazal are using Rov to interpret what a person says in the case of Nefoshes, or better yet, the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, if Chazal are using Rov to determine the correct answer to their Jerisha, when they're asking for the date, they're asking for a date within a range. Right, so we're using Rov to determine what is the drish of Chazal, what is the ask of Chazal. So koma the token rabbanon kein deiraisa the token. So just like when the Torah says ben, it means a range of 3 months. So our Gemara is saying, and we say that we're going Boser Rav, and we do not apply Vitzilua Eda, even though we should be applying Vitzilua even in the interpretation of Psukim, that it's a Midosh Atarnit Reshes, but in the context of Misa, Rav Shechter gives a beautiful example. Shechta says, just like in Kodshim, there are different midos to turn into Rashisman than the rest of the, right? In Kol HaTorah Kula, if the Torah repeats itself, then we say that that's to add another lav. In Kodshim, if the Torah repeats itself, it's to show that it's l'ikula. It's a rule only in Kachin. Whenever the Torah says the same thing twice, it's likuv only in Kachin. So, you see that in certain areas of Halacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a different midah to work with. So, what we're suggesting, based on Yosef Engel, in our sugya, is our Gemara wants to know whether in nefashah is there a unique midah shad Torah nedreshes ba called mitzilaway. The Shazuk is a step further and says, for example, in the sugya of Mesis, there's a midah shad Torah nedreshes ba of always being machmer. So our Gemara is saying that in the sugya, in the parsha of nefashos, we still work with the midah of roiv. And Gemara says we'll bring a raya. Because Chazal, when they explained, when they gave their own protocols for drisha v'chakira, they also used baser roiv. Chazal would have only used roiv if they held that was, if there was a parallel that they could have in Chumash. So just like in Chumash, the parameters of not Hilchas, Nefashis, and Mamas as well are going Baser Roiv, so too in when it comes to the parameters of Eidos, will also go Baser Roiv. Hayotzim, he calls that. But however, when Beis Din is applying the halachas, and this is where I think I've been writing against what Arya is saying, when Beis Din applies the halachas, so then they won't go Baser Roiv necessarily. Right? When Beis Din is, they will have Tzilu Ha'edah. Right? In Momenus, they won't go Baser Roiv. It has to be Al-Pi Shnei'ed V'Yachim Dover. Davkin setting up the gedarim of the din, they'll go baser roiv. Right? But in the application of many of the halachas, they'll follow vitzilu eida. So our sugya is establishing l'chayra that v'shoftu eida vitzilu eida is a halacha, is that's the mandate for based in applying any particular din. But in terms of Chazal understanding the halachas of the Torah, so then we would go baser roiv. Now, if you have a chance, I'm not sure we'll go into this, but Rav Schechter's piece on Hochin Baser Nefashos, that explains the mahalach of the Rambam. I'm not sure we'll go into that. Maybe we'll go right to the sugi ready. And that is a very sharp chiluk that the Rav suggested. But I'd like to go weiter. Go ahead. No. Originally, his ha'ara was just in this din of two Adam, of Drisha Chakira. I made the connection. He said it must be a rule in Chazal's takana.
No, but the connection between
Ben
Zermor and
that was my connection.
Oh, so what would be the
So what
was the Gemara's
Hameen to
the island of
Kesha Mirai? That's a good kasha. So I'm wondering. Thinking about that, whether that is what the Gemara is concluding. The Gemara in the end says you can't bring a Raya from islands, right? Because at the end of the day, the islands is a question of whether this particular marriage took place. Right now. Again, you could say, and that I don't have a right, but you could say that the Gemara is evaluating the certainty that a person has in Kiddushin. What's the level of certainty? So the Gemara is saying, to das, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Kaveya. That might be what the Sugi is raising. The Sugi would begin by saying, it's also one of the Gidrei HaTorah. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not one of the Gidrei HaTorah. It might be.
Doesn't the Shmaisa basically say that there's a different meaning that the rove here is that there's a rove by the Eidos, or establishing the Eidos to a rove, and that somehow to establish the Eidus, right? Meaning that in order for the Eidus to be determined, then we're...
The Shem Shmaya's approach is that whenever the Torah requires Eidus, by definition, they're not accepting a Rov. Because the information you have from Eidus will always be more and clearer than the information you have from Rov.
But isn't he saying that to a Rov that's pre-existing, and that would be okay to follow the Rov? Like,
women
give birth after
9 months. Yes, okay, I wouldn't have called it that. Ruba dan hoga sinshe. Yeah, correct.
And with the case of the tabi reiki, so that doesn't happen anymore. So would we say that svar is not applying to tabi reiki anymore? I don't understand how to go.
Tabi yarcha.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know the answer to the question. In other words, when will we establish? I don't know the answer to the question. When there's a, will we say Tobi Bibur de Yarche with a calendar?
I don't know. It's pre-existing to be determined in, but now we don't have that problem.
Okay, I don't know if that's not discussed in the Gemara. I can't be right from that. That's right. Go ahead, Effie.
So is
Maskana
that
Tabi
understood the Tilayda wrong and not really coming to tell us
that it's not one of the, it's not a Mida Shetan Dreshman, Torah Dreshman when it comes, yeah.
When it comes to,
right. Right. I think so. Yeah, just like the Lekach Tos, it's a machloikas lagai b'shaket shikasana. Over here was a consideration. The Gemara said that's our what Arsuk is trying to establish.
Do you explain why, where the Gemara Minigana have here from? Why the Tilayda
Shikasana? No. I don't. That's what I suggested, but I don't know if it's correct. That maybe the fact that the Torah learns you have to have 28 of them, that means you have to have 10 people. As I was going back over Shabbos, I was trying to figure out, is that a good raya or not? I need to have 10 who are matzilim. I have to have an 8 of 10 who are going to be darsh and l'kav schus. I'm not sure if that's... I'm not sure.
You also need 10 that are...
Right. Well, yeah, but I'm not... But that's every basis like that.
Right. It doesn't matter if you're matzilim, you need shok.
Yeah, but Shoftim doesn't even achmir him.
Yeah.
I mean, but again, all this telling is I have to have another 10. It doesn't mean I have to have 10 guys who are always done the kapschos. No. I have to have another 8, Adam and Selis. That's why I don't, that's a good backwards point, that's a good rhyme. Okay. Sorry for the rush.
Yes. Yoni. Who recorded it? Oh. Is it yours? Back to yours?